Welcome to our car wash. Please select an option from the list on the screen. Welcome to... Please insert cash or card. You are now ready to enter the car wash. Please proceed by following the directions on the signs ahead. And thank you again for your car wash purchase.
The tricolor foam and wash. Thank you. cleaner car. Sometimes you just gotta do that. Sometimes every single window is filthy with, like, dirt that I picked up driving to E3, I think. So that's, you know, it's old dirt. Of a vintage.
That's the Swollen Tick Family Restaurant, where the food fights back. Yee-haw!
This is a joy to bring this gentleman to the stage. This next act is the winner of the 2008 Limerick, Ireland Blarney Contest. Please welcome Paddy O'Herlihy.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be amongst you. Good evening, my friends. What a treat. Aren't you a handsome crowd? Well, I'll tell you, each and every year, my hometown of Limerick, Ireland, holds a Blarney contest, and the top prize goes to the fellow who tells the tallest tales in town. And I have told some rather tall tales in my time, let me tell you. Would you like to hear one? Oh, I'm so glad. Well, a while ago, my sister-in-law came into town on the ferry and asked me to pick her up there. Well, the poor dear waited over an hour for me, finally called a cab, came to my house, pounded on the door, and said, "Paddy O'Herlihy, where were you?" And I says, "Well, let me tell you. I was on my way to the ferry when my car hit something, and I jumped out of the car, and there in the road was a wee little leprechaun. And he had broken his leg." And I says, "Well, leprechaun, I've got you now, and I'm for having your pot of gold, too." And he says, "Well, you haven't caught me yet." And I laughed, and I bent over, and I heard him whispering an incantation in the old language. And just then, a tree by the side of the road came to life and grabbed me with its branches and held me in the air while the wee little leprechaun dragged himself off the road and into the forest and disappeared. Only then did the tree set me down, and I made my way to the ferry, but you had gone, dear," I told my sister-in-law. Now, of course, the truth of that story is that I had been up for a job at a packaging plant in Galway 3 weeks prior, and I didn't get the job. and it sent me on a bit of a bender. And on the morning that my sister-in-law came to the ferry, I had the DTs so bad that I could not button me trousers. I couldn't do it. So I just lay there on the floor, trembling and sweating and wishing to God that I could just die there. Is the truth of that one. Would you like to hear another one? Oh, I'm so glad. Well, a while back I turned up at the birthday party of Mary O'Shaughnessy and everyone says, Paddy, where's your wife Margaret? And I says, well, let me tell you. Margaret baked a delicious lemon cake and she set it out upon the windowsill to cool and a troll came along and ate it. And he must have liked it because then he jumped into the kitchen and he says, bake me another lemon cake. And Margaret whipped up some batter and then she said to the troll, troll, if you really want a delicious experience, jump into the cake pan and swim around in the batter. Well, I knew right then and there that clever Margaret was going to bake that troll into the cake. And I knew it was going to take a while. So I says, let me head off to the party and she'll be along as soon as that troll is good and cooked. Now, of course, the truth of that story is that earlier in the day, Margaret had made me a cup of tea too strong, as always. And so I threw it in her face. And then I took the rest of the kettle of boiling hot water and I poured it over her head. So she had second and third degree burns on her scalp, and on her neck, and her shoulders, and her chest, and of course her face. And she was in no shape to attend a birthday party! No! Would you like to hear another one? I turned up at the pub and my knuckles were all bloody and raw and scraped up. And everybody says to me, Paddy O'Hurley, what happened to your knuckles? And I says, well, let me tell you. I was walking down the lane and a big gust of wind came along, put my hat up on top of someone's roof. And I didn't know how to get it out of there. And just then, along came a pixie. And I says, pixie, will you help me get my hat? And she says, reach it yourself. And then she cast a spell. And sure enough, my arms became 10 times their normal length. And I had no trouble reaching up onto that roof, grabbing my hat and putting it back on my head. And when I turned around to have my arms turned back to normal size, the pixie was gone. So I had to walk all through town looking for that pixie, with my arms dragging behind me and my knuckles scraping on the road. But I did find her. Now, of course, the truth of my story is that there's a little girl on my block who keeps leaving her fucking tricycle in my driveway. I told her 100 times, I know that I've got the smoothest driveway on the block, but get your fucking tricycle out of my fucking driveway. And so this time I had had enough and I went over to her house and I punched her in the mouth. And her father comes out and he goes, Paddy, you can't punch a little girl. And I says, you want some too? God fucking beat you in the road in front of your family and the whole block. And he kept shooting off his mouth and I did. I punched him again and again in the mouth until he was choking on his own fucking teeth. And that's what really happened to me, Knuckles. Would you like to hear another one? Oh, I'm so glad! Well, last Christmas, I turned up at a Christmas party, and it was dinner with all the trimmings, but I was stuffed and couldn't eat a bite. The host said to me, how dare you show up at Christmas dinner all stuffed and you can't eat a bite? What's the story? And I says, let me tell you. This morning, bright and early, I skipped breakfast and I went out fishing with my good friend Seamus, and I was so hungry that I said, the next thing either one of us catches, I will eat it. And he says, no matter what it is, and I says, no matter what. And sure enough, he pulls out of the water a battleship that sunk off the coast of Ireland in World War I. Well, I'm a man of my word. It took me all day, but I did get it down. Oh, of course, the truth of that story is that I rent an apartment to an old lady on Morton Street. I stopped by on Christmas morning just to make sure she didn't blow January's rent buying presents for people. And what did I see lounging on her couch but a big plump cat? And I've got a strict no pets policy, which she knows. So I grabbed the cat, I took it into the kitchen, I cured it, I skinned it, I cleaned it, and I made it into a soup. And then I ate it in front of her. And I made her have some too. Now let me tell you, it was the saddest Christmas lunch you've ever seen in your life. Oh, I've eaten me own cat! But probably the story that I am most famous for is the one I told in court last year. When a certain prosecutor wanted to know what I was doing at the airport with someone else's blood all over my clothes and £10,000 in cash in a paper bag, and I says, well, jury, let me tell you. I was walking through the forest when I came upon a terrible fight between a fairy and a harpy. And I grabbed up my shillelagh and I struck the harpy, but she was too strong and she tossed me off. And then she sunk a big claw into the fairy. And the fairy was terribly wounded, but she wanted to thank me for trying to help her. So she gave me her magical necklace, knowing that without the necklace, she would turn mortal and die of her wounds. But she told me as she gave me the necklace, take this, sell it for £10,000, and take yourself on a spur-of-the-moment vacation to some place that doesn't have an extradition treaty with Ireland. And then she died in my arms, bleeding human blood all over me. Of course, the truth of that story is that one night I was having drinks with an old schoolmate of mine, and we were talking about how the nuns used to beat us so much, and I says, let's go down to St. Catherine's and teach him a fucking lesson. How about that? And he says, yeah, let's do it. So we went down to that convent, and there we find Sister Mary Eileen sound asleep, and I pulled out my knife and I stabbed her once for every time that she beat me in front of the class. And then my friend says to me, oh my God, Paddy, what are you doing? You can't stab an honor. I says, fuck you, Brian, and I stabbed him too. And then I heard all these priests and nuns coming down the hall, what's going on? And it was a terrible, terrible scene. I had to stab my way out. I think I killed three of them. And I hid out that night in the woods. And then the next morning I went to the bank and took out £10,000, and I tried to get out the next morning, but it didn't work, did it? In fact, the only reason I'm here now is because of a tall tale I told about being a prison guard on his way home for the evening, when in fact it was just me wearing the uniform of a prison guard who was dead in a washing machine. Well, I truly have kissed the Blarney Stone, haven't I? They're going to love me in Venezuela, I think. Well, good night, everyone. It was lovely to be with you.
Just so. It's the killer-ass clique, full of deadly-ass tricks, which we...
And by the way, my wife is 10 times smarter than me. She is thinking and operating on this way elevated level from where I am, but that makes her miss a lot of the gross, stupid shit. She's putting together these deep philosophical ideas and linking and making these amazing, you know, connections, and I'm just noticing when things fart and pointing at it until she tells me, don't point at that, all right, huh? Okay. One time, we were talking about a friend of mine, and she said, hey, do you think he's gay? And I said, I don't know, it's never really come up, or I never really thought about it. And then now she's got to narrow it down. So she says, well, does he have a girlfriend? And I said, I think or not, now that I think about it, I don't know. Then here's her way of narrowing it down further. She goes, do you ever talk to him about pussy? I don't know if I've ever talked to him about pussy. And then she asks, who do you talk to about pussy? Who do I talk to about pussy? Let me think. Grandma Renfola's dead, so that's out. Paul Sorvino will not answer my emails. And the police took away that fuck doll I made out of butter and shotgun shells. So nobody right now. Who do you talk to about pussy? It's the worst Judy Blume novel ever written. Who do you talk to about pussy?
Is this the guy who called about the pretzel a couple nights ago?
No.
Oh.
What pretzel?
I don't know. Well, I have no idea.
Do you have brother food to eat?
Yeah, we do. Hot dogs, nachos, and pretzels. Not very good.
What are?
Julius's is pretty good if you like those kind of things. And their prices are all right. Not too expensive.
Okay.
Not too cheap.
Okay.
Okay.
Moderately priced. But the food isn't that good.
No. Well, it's all right. But it's been a really, really slow day, so it's been sitting out there for a while.
What has?
Pretzel. Hot dogs. Not the pretzels. Okay.
Do you have extra large food?
No.
So is Julius like liquid food or what?
Yeah, pretty much. Liquid fucking strawberries, okay? Thank you.
I don't know. My mom asked, or a friend of my mom's asked me, she said, She said, "So you're a comedian, so what's plan B?" "This is plan B. After the whole supermodel astronaut thing didn't pan out, I've been kind of grasping. And as I get older, I realize, you know, maybe not all my dreams are going to come true. Like, my mom always wanted me to be Miss America. And there's never been a Miss America whose talent has been stand-up. If I had the correct regional accent, I could still be a contender. As your Miss America, I would travel all over this great country. From the Chuckle Bucket in Rockford, Illinois, all the way to the Laugh Carafe in Schaumburg, Illinois. I would spread awareness about important causes, like the fact that airline food continues to be of a poorer quality than regular food. Hey, what's up with that? And to all those little girls out there, those future Miss Americas, I give them this advice and tell them to keep reaching for the stars, because those are the only people who can help you. And if someone yells at you to take off your top, just say, "Hey, jackass, you're confusing a comedy club with the place where your mama works. Thank you." I keep. Okay.
Check it out. Dell's back, go get your life preserver. Aquaman with the flow, you...
No.
I drink like a fish. Sometimes I be sober, but most of the time I be blitz. I'm having my goo and my nigga all on the bitch. We ball like we hoopers.
I'll take those like that. Put them in my knapsack, snap the top latch. Four finger ring on my belt buckle strap. Got a hold of my jeans, cause they falling off my ass. Then you gotta check these Nikes at the bottom of my pants. Then you gotta check my hip, cause my beeper's on blast. Just got it activated, he ain't even gotta ask. So if my phone's off, you can page my ass. So I guess what it is I'm who I'm is. And I'm well aware of the ropes, what I wear. And they big and they hang and they swing here to there. And I'm here.
With a little bit of gold in a page. With a little bit of gold in a page. With a little bit of gold, gold page. With a little bit of gold in a page. With a little bit of gold in a page. With a little bit of gold in a page. With a little bit of gold, gold page. With a little bit of gold in a page. With a little bit of gold, gold page. With a little bit of gold.
Mikey rocks, I'm a graduate of Cooley High. The last day of school, threw my hat in the air with a new pair of shoes with the gum. So pose for the class picture, and I flip like a glass fixture when the tip of your finger hits the switch. So, with a little bit of go, Motorola Page, a fresh haircut, clean shave with the razor. It's a sickness with God, it's my witness. Been blessed with this gift since the day before Christmas. I'm trying, I am nice with the science on how to stay clean in this jungle just like lions. I gotta stay humble and move just like the bumblebee. Can't let you regrets trouble me. So please, no seeds buying, I'm just a teenager.
With a little bit of gold in a page.
When people ruin movies, but more than that, I hate when comedians talk about people that ruin movies, because they always pick out one group, they always pick out one ethnic group, and they always blame movie ruining on black people. They always say that black people ruin movies when they talk during it, but I disagree, because every time that's ever happened, it's always a piece of shit that you don't care about, you know, like Freddy's fighting Jason, and you're like, eh, whatever, and then you hear some guy in the back go, look out, bitch, he got a knife! That's not ruining. That's enhancing. I think if you're gonna pinpoint one particular group or any group that ruins movies, I think you have to go after who really ruins movies. Old Jewish ladies and Mexican babies. Say it with me. Because old Jewish ladies never say anything funny. They're always like, who's he? What's happening? Whose car is that? Shut the fuck up. And Mexican babies never say anything. You know, if I went to a movie and I heard a Mexican baby go, look out, bitch, he got a knife. I would shit my pants and go home and tell everybody it was the best movie I ever saw. I saw White Chicks. No, it was good. No, I know it doesn't seem good, but there's this Mexican baby and... But Mexican babies don't do anything. They just run around and peer over the seat at you. And you're trying to enjoy an R-rated movie with your lady, and there's a little Mexican baby in front of you going...
Too young, but I'm not too young for the dad, you'll be feeling on it. She wanna put on her favorite CD and take it off. She wanna get up on top of some D and make it soft. She wanna ride around off in my big bench crew, but she don't wanna go and kick it with her own age group. She wanna hit the dodo till it make her eyes tight, but her.
Right is right. Man.
Here at Brenmar College, we can get you prepared for the 31st century with advanced.
FMU, you're on the air.
Who is this?
This is Tom. This is Best Show.
Hang on, ma'am.
Did I wake you?
No, I just got up. Hang on.
You just got up. You called. Yeah. You called me.
I don't know. Hang on, let me get some Java. I'm really rough one.
You're right there?
No.
What?
That wasn't coffee.
What was it? Hello? That is a weird way to start the show. That's where we're at already, huh?
Doggy Fizzle Televisal.
Pop it like it's hot. 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 I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm all up at sweet 'cause I got it going on. I'm a bad boy.
That was not the worst show on television. That there was. Close. I remember watching that and thinking, hey, this. For what this is actually okay. So sharp. And the TV's in the magazines. If you play me close, you ain't ready. Oh, you got a gun, so you can pop back. AK-47 now, nigga, stop that. Sitting in shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you, then dance to this motherfucking music we clip to. Subscribe, nigga, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get low. When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot. I got the room and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm the best weed cause I got it going on.
Thought I wasn't. The weekend was made for bigger love, but it's a Monday, Monday. So just just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my name before a clown. We keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get right.
In the hips, cause I'm watching conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, what I like some. Turn them on, time to set it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind. Let it on. You don't know me, you just get me. You won't let me. What if I couldn't have me? Why you sweat me? It's a lot of real cheese doing time.
I feel like I slept okay last night, but man, I am still real tired. Yuck. It's fucked up, you guys. It's fucked up.
This is Eminem.
This next record is for all my favorite booty calls.
We touch, I feel a rush. We clutch, it isn't much, but it's enough to make me wonder what's in store for us. It's love.
Yes.
ya. Get up out your seat, give your feet a treat, and you'll understand why this
bring the new music to your speakers.
Oh, yeah. What you wanna do, baby? Where you wanna?
I would watch a helicopter land while this music played. This would be some good helicopter music. Maybe not better than the Final Countdown. I mean, now that I have the Final Countdown, I feel like that's... it's hard to think of what would be better helicopter music.
XM, the Big 80s on 8.
Like, this is not a song that I'd like to look at a helicopter while listening to. I mean, that's not true. I mean, most songs I like to, like, look at a helicopter while listening to most songs. But what if I, I'm like choosing one song? This is not the one. I mean, you know, somewhat anachronistic, but, you know. Watch a helicopter swoop in while Mariah Carey is playing. You can do that. speeding through the tunnel this morning. Full speed from end to end, baby. Let's tunnel talk.
Yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, REM will never ever get back together. And somebody tweeted me and said, oh, yeah, they will, for the right amount, for, you know, the money. I don't think so. I don't think they will. But you know what? Never say never. But I don't think so. Michael Stipe never smiles. A Madison First Wave, REM.
I'm gonna level with you here, people. I'm gonna lay it out. shit straight. I'm about five blocks away from the office. And I really have to go to the bathroom. That's my story. Just trying to keep it together. Crucial lights that that make this ride take the longest. I've surmounted them. I made those lights, so that's a good thing. We're doing okay. I'm sitting at this light and it's unpleasant. Okay. Everything will be fine. Alley, flagger ahead. Okay, alley looks clear. They put a speed bump in here, though. Those fuckers. Whoa. All right. I gotta go. Literally. You guys have a good day. I'll see you later. All right.